Our second reading this morning comes to us from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 56, verses 5 through 8. Hear now the word of the Lord. For thus says the Lord, I will give, in my house and within my walls, a monument and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, to minister to God, to love the name of the Lord, and to be God's servants, all who keep the Sabbath and do not profane it, and hold fast my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. Thus says the Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, I will gather others to them, besides those already gathered. This is the word of the Lord. Today is World Communion Sunday, a tradition that we Presbyterians started in the 1930s. Due to limitations of geography, space, travel budgets, and a global pandemic, in one sense, we are only sharing bread with the Michiganders who came to Peoples this morning. But in another sense, we are called to remember that we are also sharing bread with Christians all over the world. In Paraguay, in Chad, in Estonia, in Sri Lanka, in Canada, in Australia, maybe even at the Chapel of the Snows on the McMurdo Research Station in Antarctica. The meal that we share is both intimate and immense. Since I came to People's Presbyterian Church 4 years ago this month, I've often found myself coming back to these words from the prophet Isaiah, since people's, plural, is not a word that comes up particularly often in modern English, nor even in the Bible. A people, singular, is a defined group of humans, often an ethnic group or nationality. For the most part, the figures of the Bible live among their own people, occasionally encountering strangers or living as strangers in exile, separated from their own people. So it's a bit unusual to encounter multiple peoples existing in the same place, and certainly not in peace and harmony. But that is the dream for the world that God shares with Isaiah. Peoples, plural, of all kinds coming together to worship God, where no one is an outcast, but everyone has been gathered together in God's house of prayer for all peoples, still maintaining the cultural uniqueness of each individual people, but joining for one purpose. It is as peoples, plural, that we share in communion, across oceans and languages and cultures and churches and breads, transcending geography, but also across time and generation, transcending life and death. We come to the table as unique individuals, each a representative of their own people, however any one individual might define it. But although we come together to different physical tables, we also come to a single table, God's welcome table, where Jesus offers us bread and the Holy Spirit whispers translations in our ears so that we can all understand each other. It is a table for all peoples, in God's house of prayer for all peoples. It can be hard, as they say, to see the forest for the trees. It can also, at times, be hard to imagine peoples, plural, coming together for a common purpose. But God's dreams are bigger than ours, and God can see all peoples gathering together. Peoples of all cultures and languages and histories. People bringing all different kinds of breads to the table to share until it is so heavy laden that it would break if it weren't God's own welcome table. Peoples offering so many different perspectives that we might finally catch a glimpse of the world the way God sees it. We won't all be the same, but God never wanted us to be. God created human beings of all kinds, and all peoples will be gathered together and swept up into God's embrace, and breaking bread won't be a ritual or a metaphor or an awkward receiving line. It will be a joyful feast where everyone is included and everyone feels at home. God's dreams are bigger than ours. And our imaginations can't fully see the vision that Isaiah was given a glimpse of. But every time we share communion, we share it with believers who were and are and will someday come. And with every bite of bread, we come just that little bit closer to God's gathering of all peoples.